What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
Welcome to part two of our interview with paranormal investigator Jake Fife about the St. Albans Sanatorium. Let's continue that conversation. It's one of those stories where you have to wonder what is going through the mind of the nurses, of the staff, because, you know, obviously the reactions from the boy, the noises, the levitating, this is not part of a normal patient's reaction to anything.
Right.
What exactly do you think they, you know, if this story is indeed true, and it's difficult because this is just a speculative question, but what on earth do you think is going through the minds of the doctors and these nurses when things like that would be going on with that patient?
I think they were absolutely terrified as a human being is capable of being terrified, because, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, they weren't trained for this. They yeah. weren't prepared to deal with demonic possession or levitating patients. And that would explain, A, why after they got the claims of what would happen with the boy from his aunt and uncle, they stuck him immediately in male isolation, kept him there all day, all night, not allowed to leave. I think they were absolutely terrified. And, you know, no one wanted to mess with it. No one wanted to go see if he was all right. No one wanted to try to help. And I think between the patient, not the patients, but the nurses, I think it was more of a, you go first. No, you go first. I think that's kind of how they would have approached that.
And probably a sigh of relief once he was released from the facility and went elsewhere, knowing that there was probably nothing they could really do for him. It was probably more, what could right. he do to us? Are there any other stories right. of paranormal activity while it was a functioning facility?
There is one, and this is out of all the St. Albans legends. Now, this actually happened. Out of all the St. Albans mysteries, this is the one no one has been able to solve, and the one I have tried since I learned about buildings to solve. I believe it was the 1980s. There was this girl named Gina Renee Hall, and she was a student at Radford College, and she had a boyfriend. Now, her and her boyfriend, they frequently went out downtown, hanging out with her friends. They were known as a really good couple, really stand-up citizens. They were both pretty good students. I believe she had almost straight A's in high school and college, so she was pretty smart. And they decided one night they were going to go to his cabin on the lake, which is close to St. Albans. The thing was, Gina never returned. And they ended up finding his car with her stuff in it about a mile away from St. Albans. And the trunk was open. There was some blood around the trunk and around the road. And that's kind of the end of that. We don't, you know, in terms of accepted facts, that's really it. They did find a piece of her clothing near this tree at the cabin by the lake. But in terms of, you know, what happened to her body or anything like that, we don't know. It's still a mystery to this day. They're still, the Radford Police Department is trying to solve this. Now, they immediately questioned her boyfriend. Her boyfriend said, "I have no idea what happened. I didn't do this." And still to this day, he still pretty much has that view of, "Hey, I didn't do this. I don't know what happened." But one of the stories that's told is he actually was a janitor at St. Albans Sanatorium. And one of the theories is he killed her, probably by the cabin, took her, took the vehicle about a mile away from the building, which, you know, doesn't make sense, and took her while carrying her at night around 1 to 2 in the morning up to the building or to the bridge over the New River and either dumped her body into the water, which doesn't make sense because bodies typically wash up, you know, when they're dumped and no body was ever found, or he took her into the boiler room or one of the basement level side rooms of St. Albans and literally buried her in the wall or in the ground. That's kind of the story that's told. As for whether or not he was an actual staff member at St. Albans, we don't know. That no one in that area really likes to talk about that.
Yeah.
A lot of the detectives, a lot of the officers who worked that case, a lot of her family members, they're still alive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you go around there asking questions, you don't get a lot of answers. It's still kind of a sore spot. But people have reported seeing a girl that matches Gina's description in the boiler room of St. Albans and in some of the other places in the building. And so a lot of people think she's somewhere in the walls. Now, what's interesting, when I first started reading about the building, what I had heard is he killed her, took her body to the front right door of the basement level of St. Albans, which I always thought, you know, that's the boiler room because, you know, there's a door to the boiler room, which it's boarded up now. But when you walk on the outside of the building, you can see where a door was. That's where I always thought, you know, that's where she would be if she is there. But I was looking recently at some floor plans of the building, and there is actually another room, a gigantic storage room behind the boiler room of St. Albans, where back when it was a sanatorium, that was used as their storage room for a lot of extra equipment, things like that, broken restraints, broken chairs. They put them there. And what I'm thinking is maybe for some reason he took her there because there is a small door. It's enough for a person to get through on the front right side of the building. And, you know, since no one ever really went down to that area, if she is in that building, she's in that room. Nowadays, it's still the storage room. They don't really let anyone in there. I've never been there. It's one of, I think, three places in that building I've never been. But some people that have gone down there, they have reported some pretty screwed up stuff. I was told a story from a volunteer that during a haunted house, someone went down to that area. They only opened that wing up because there's a little small wing of a few different rooms. And they said that during the haunted house, the volunteer went down there and there was this almost like a Mothman type creature, but it was kind of hunkered down at first and it looked at her. It looked like a black mass. And when it looked at her, it had these red eyes and it stood up. And it was so tall, it had to scrunch its head under the ceiling because, you know, it was too tall for the ceiling. And it outstretched these wings. And it moved towards the front door of that storage room. And, you know, the volunteer completely freaked out. And that was a few years ago. I think in 2 or 3 years ago that happened. And to my knowledge, no one has ever investigated that area. But supposedly, whenever you get close to that storage room, this being basically chases you off. And as for whether or not that's a sign, telltale sign that there's something in there it's guarding, I don't know.
Was the boyfriend ever charged or tried for the murder?
Yes, it's actually the very first time in Virginia history that there was a murder conviction without a body. And he is serving a life sentence for that.
So they found him guilty.
They did.
But he
retained his innocence? It was circumstantial evidence, mainly, because, you know, there's no DNA that he did it. There's no body, but he's still in jail.
But to this day, he still says, I didn't do it. I don't know what happened.
Right.
Wow. Wow, what a dark story there of the body being buried and still possibly in that building somewhere. Have they ever done any sort of a testing of the walls, any sort of, you know, x-ray, any sort of, you know, there's sometimes ways of checking if there's odd things in walls without ripping them apart. I'm just curious.
No one has ever done that, to my knowledge. I've brought that up myself a few times to some of the people there.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I've always wanted to do, if I could get my hands on a piece of equipment like that. And since the last time I was there, I took a walkthrough with a psychic. Every person has their own views on psychic. I had my views just like everyone else does. But I was walking with one, and we were at this insanely messed up part of the building where I had my worst experience, and I was telling her a little bit about it, talking about the history, and she said, yeah, it's just, you can feel all the bodies in the walls. And I looked at her and I said, you mean Gina? And she said, no, bodies, the plural. And that was really as far as the psychic went. And I've never been able to explain that. Whether or not, you know, that's correct, I don't know. But from what I've been told, it's bodies that might be in the walls of this building.
Tell me about your worst experience that occurred there that you were sharing with the psychic.
My worst experience, it was actually a public event. I was a cadet in military school, and there was this event at St. Albans, the May 13th, Friday the 13th event. Now, a month earlier, April 2nd of 2016, I was a guest speaker there, and there was something about the building. When you go there, it's almost like earworm. When you have a certain song and you can only think of that song, it controls your mind. St. Albans has that same effect. And after that investigation on April 2nd, every time I would be doing something, I would be in school, I would be playing sports, and all of a sudden I would think, I should go back to St. Albans. I wonder what would happen if I would go back to St. Albans. Where should I go right now? I should go to St. Albans. As for whether or not these thoughts were my own or something else, I don't know. But the building was calling me back, and it calls a lot of people back. And so I skipped one of my parades that I was supposed to do to go to this event because, you know, it was almost like something you have to do or you don't feel right. And so we were there. It was my dad and I. And the night, it had this evil feel to it. Now, when I go into an investigation, I like to kind of have, it's open skepticism. I'm a believer in the paranormal, but I like to be skeptical until proven otherwise. And that's how I approached that night. But when we drove up to it, felt like there was this dark shroud covering the building. I've been in the paranormal field for 8 years, and I've never seen anything like that before or felt anything like that. And everyone, even though they had just gotten there, was kind of on edge, kind of looking at each other like, hey, yeah, it's creepy here. And even the volunteers were acting a little strange. So I could tell something was up. Something was not right. And we started investigating. Not really anything was happening. We went down to the boiler room. And the boiler room is one of the areas where the rituals were done by the satanic group. And it said that there is a goat man that is very aggressive and he hangs out there. And so I was going through my voice recorder, and I kept seeing something in the back corner dart back and forth. But every time I would go to face it, it would vanish. And after about 5 or 6 times of this happening, it started pissing me off. I started getting angry. And so I grabbed my voice recorder, outstretched in front of me. I said, "Show yourself. I'm coming back there." Which, you know, that's not typically like me. I don't typically provoke or do anything like that. And so I started walking back towards the back corner away from everyone else. And there was this smell of wet fur, almost like, you know, when your dog gets out of the pool or something like that, you're sitting right next to him, almost with your face in his fur. That's what it smelled like. Mm-hmm. And all I heard was just this hiss, almost like, I kid you not, a goat hissing. And there was just, you could feel heat radiating from this corner. And mind you, the other people in the room were about 10 yards behind me with a very loud spirit box, and they still heard it. I had my voice recorder outstretched in front of me, and it picked it up clear as day. And so, obviously, after that, we're like, okay, something's not right here. And there was another person in another group. They were in the birdcage. And they actually got punched by something in her stomach. And there was another person that saw red eyes in this hallway. And my dad and I, we were kind of joking, like, well, why aren't we seeing anything? Aside from, you know, that hiss, nothing's going on. So we went to the second floor hallway, the King Center. And we were walking. Some of the people, we were supposed to stay in the hallway, which, you know, it's a very long hallway, many, many rooms. It used to be the children's ward. And you can also go into Jacob's room, which is another sad story. But my dad and I, we split off to go into Jacob's room because the last time we were there, we had some crazy stuff happen. And so it was my dad and I and two other people. We were doing a spirit box session, and we started getting growls and grunts come across the spirit box, and then nothing for about 5 minutes. And so we decided to turn off the spirit box and see what would happen. So we turned off the box, and we started hearing something moving around in the room across from us. Now, we're standing about in the doorway. We can see the room across from us, and it sounds like someone is moving around at kind of a fast pace. And so we start calling out, "Whoever you are, say something, show yourself, to let us know you're there, answer our questions," that kind of stuff. Not really provoking, but kind of getting curious. Because it seemed like it was trying to get our attention, but it didn't want to reveal itself. So one of the people in our group starts taking burst photos. Basically on iPhone, you hold your finger in on the camera button and it takes photos continuously. About the same time he's taking those photos, we hear footsteps outside the doorway, which we thought was really cool. Holy crap, he's taking photos while we hear the footsteps. When he pulls up the photos, the first view, there is a black mass, a dark black mass on the left side of the door. The second, for about 2 or 3 photos, the entire doorway, the door frame itself, which is about 7 feet high, is completely blacked out. You cannot see anything through it. And this photo was taken with flash. And it was completely, it almost looked like it was trying to keep us in the room. And then the last few photos, it was to the right side of the door, and it was gone. Completely, it matched up our footsteps that we heard. So we start asking who the figure was. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in the room across from us, it sounds like all hell breaks loose. It sounds like someone's throwing glass around. They're shattering. You can hear boom, 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 people stomping on the floor. It sounds like someone let an elephant and a bull in a china shop. That's exactly what it sounds like. But we can't see anything. We're looking directly into the room, but nothing's happening. But we can hear these sounds. And what's also weird, when I went back on our voice recorder, the only sound we recorded was the sound of footsteps. None of the other sounds were picked up on any of our voice recorders. And so after this happened, it falls silent. Nothing happens for the next 10 minutes until one of our guides comes running into the room, well, like he's seen a ghost. And he said, "We've been looking for you guys. Where have you been? You guys have been gone for 30 minutes. and we all looked at each other. We were like, we told you guys exactly where we were going. Jacob's room. We've been here this entire time. And the guide said, no, we've been looking for you up and down the hallways. We haven't found you guys. We couldn't hear you. And which was weird because there were about 10 people in our group. When we walked out of the room, they were all at the landing downstairs, which the stairs are right next to Jacob's room. And the area is very echoey. We should have been able to hear people, and they should have been able to hear us. They never heard or saw us. We never heard or saw them, including walking by to go downstairs, which there's only one way to go up and down those stairs. You have to go by Jacob's room. We never saw anyone or heard anyone. So the last thing I remember, which is always a good start to a story, is I was talking with the guide about what had happened. And the next thing I remember, I'm in this side room of the hallway in something called the Evan Radford's room, which it's called that because it's written on the wall. I don't know if there's any history behind that, but I was looking at a newspaper clipping from 1962 of JFK, and there were a bunch of different news articles taped to the wall, and my dad had a camera, and he was looking at the different articles. I don't remember walking into that room. I had never been in that room before, and so we're just, you know, I guess doing our thing. And I catch movement out of the corner of my eye at the doorway. And so when I look at the doorway, there's this thing standing there. If you've ever seen the movie The Blob, that's what it looks like, only standing. And it's just in the doorway of the room across from us. And it's just, it was darker than night, but you can make out its eyes and its mouth. It's almost like it protruded from its face. And they were dark black, but for some reason I could see them, and it had this real crooked smile to it, and it looked at me, and I could feel it making eye contact, and I don't know why I did this. I've never done this before. I chased it, and that was, you know, my natural instinct, I guess, and so I chased it, and it darted. It was more like a glide, not running. It just glided across the floor into the main hallway. And my dad's, you know, screaming, what is it? What is it? And I'm just taking off after, almost a full sprint with my spirit box in hand and voice recorder. And then in the hallway, I chase it out. It stops right at the foot of the attic stairs. It kind of widens out into like a big square room. And it does like this basketball pivot, and it just faces me. And where I'm almost at a dead sprint, I don't really stop in time, so when I finally get a stop, I'm about 3 feet away from this thing. And I remember looking up at it, into its eyes, and it's looking at me with this weird grin. And inside its body, it had like these weird, almost like black hole swirls inside of it. And it was radiating this heat off of it. And there was this strange smell, almost not really a dead smell, but it was a smell that was unpleasant to my nose. And I stood there for about 3 seconds looking at it, and it didn't move. I didn't move. It didn't say anything, no telepathic communication. And then finally, my dad runs into the room, and he basically says, "What the blank?" And then he says, "Jake, back away very slowly." And so we back up, back all the way into Evan Radford's room, and this thing follows us, and it's standing in the doorway of the room we ran into, which is, it was the old nursery. It's called, I call it the octopus's garden room, because there's a bunch of creepy looking fish with weird demented eyes in there. It's just, it's an evil room, it feels like, and it just stood there looking at us. And so we pulled out the spirit box, and we started doing a session. And we recorded some of the clearest voices I have ever heard. It had this very scratchy, metallic voice, and it was answering our questions, like, as soon as we would answer them. But it wouldn't tell us who it was or why it was there, but it would answer other questions. The weird thing was, later on when I reviewed the audio, none of the voices were recorded, even though on the voice recorder, you can hear us respond to answers. It's not recorded. It's nothing. It's just straight up static. And so after about what seemed like 5 minutes of this session, we decide it's in our best interest, our best safety, to get the heck out of there. So we ended up walking across the hall back towards the main stairs, and this thing standing in the hallway looking at us. And its body takes up almost the height and width of the wall, which is a wide wall. I'd say maybe 5-6 feet across, and it's about 7.5 feet tall is its size, and it's just looking at us. And so when we went back down to the main stairwell, no one had noticed we were gone. And when we talked with the guide told us that, you know, we had been gone maybe 2 minutes, which doesn't make sense because if you go back on the voice recorder, it actually took up about 7 or 8 minutes, the entire experience. I had the voice recorder running through the entire thing. So the guide said 1 to 2 minutes we were gone. But the voice recorder said we were gone way longer, and no one noticed that, you know, we had disappeared. Which, you know, if we were in the back of the group or something like that, that would be one thing. But typically when we're there, we're talking with everyone. And I do remember distinctly talking with a bunch of people about this experience. So if we would have said, hey, we're going to check this out, people would have noticed. People would have said something, especially since, you know, it was close to time for us to go back to the safe room, the meeting room. And technically, we were up in Evan Radford's room longer than we were supposed to have. The group should have left about 5 minutes after the Jacob's room experience. But when we went back there, they said, oh, no, we still have time, which I've never been able to explain that. And that is the scariest thing I've ever had happen in the paranormal field, simply because of how much it affected me, not only in the moment, but it still affects me to this day. I believe that it left a part of itself almost in our mind, not just mine, but my dad's too. Whenever I go to that part of the building, I replay that entire event, almost like watching a YouTube video. I see every little thing again. And it happens every single time I think about the building. And, you know, as I'm telling you this story now, the same feeling I had that night, I'm feeling it now. It's just, it's like almost it left itself, that moment imprinted in me, to almost as like a sick reminder.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's an understandable reaction to something of that nature. I don't even know if I even need to ask the question, but I would venture to say or ask you, do you think that this was something dark or demonic, or do you think it was a very, you know, dark spirit that maybe once lived here? What's your take on what it was?
My first thought was it was demonic. That was my first thought. Now, of course, there's, when it comes to evil entities, it's not just demonic. There's evil elementals. There's a long list of negative evil entities. The only one I had run into demonic encounters before that, and that was the closest thing I'd ever felt to it being. And so, you know, my mind instantly chalked it up, that's a demon. But the more I started experiencing other types of encounters and doing some more reading, I honestly don't know what it was, because it had some characteristics of an elemental. It had some characteristics of a demonic entity. It had some characteristics of a guardian type thing, which, you know, it's almost like certain demonic entities, they can dispatch certain creatures to guard certain areas. Typically, the most popular guardian is a hellhound. Hellhounds, they guard certain areas for certain reasons. It had some characteristics of a guardian, but to this day, I don't know exactly what it was, because I can't say it was demonic. I can't say it was elemental. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. That's going to wrap up our interview with Jake Fife. Thank you for being a guest on our program today. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.